By understanding what the mind of Christ is and how to acquire it, we can then replace this unrest with the peace that passes all understanding, as Christ is the Prince of Peace. There are many spirits or voices with totally different objectives, and the mind is the gate to these spirits. These spirits only have access to our minds when we allow them in. There are only two forces or kingdoms empowering these spirits, God and Satan. It is up to us as Christians to not be deceived. This is accomplished through knowing God's voice and taking proper action by the right choices. Romans 8, verses 1, 2, and 6 tell us, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Many are deceived in believing much of our problems come from bad habits within ourselves and not of the evil force. Our bad habits originated from the negative influences of demonic powers. How by taking up residence in the mind they cause a habit to form. How eventually this includes chemical addiction, habits of nervousness, and so forth. Satan's power is only a perversion of God's power. That's not a real power unless we allow ourselves to be deceived into believing a lie. A lie is a truth mistold or perverted. Adultery is a righteous act misused. Satan is almost powerless unless he can have something or someone to work in, as he cannot create. Either the power of God's word influences our minds or the deception of Satan causing us to believe a lie. The only power Satan has is the power of deception, and he is a master at it. The only defense we have and need is the mind of Christ, which Satan has no power over.